You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hey, we have this comment line now that people call and leave us messages and stuff, just little things that they may think of from time to time throughout the day, and they go, hey, we want Ace and TJ to know that. And so they'll call. The number is 833-285-1047, which is 833-ATJ-1047. So it doesn't matter what you're thinking. If you just want to share it with us, you can. And Ace will listen to all of them, and then he also gets an email alert every time there's one. So
yeah, they're
we love the fact that, you know, telemarketers are leaving messages and all kinds of stuff.
That would be fun. Email attachment every, you know. I sit down at one point every afternoon and go every evening, go through them. But this lady's name is Stephanie, longtime member of the Ace and TJ radio family. She's won tickets to events that we have and everything. And she has a question regarding an observation she has made about one particular cast member recently.
And my voicemail to you guys today is about Rob. I've been around since the very beginning of him too, obviously. And I've just been noticing lately that he is much more forthcoming. He is getting out of his shell much more than usual. He is commenting on girls' appearances and saying, like, much more, dare I say, sexual things. And it is just blowing my mind, and I want to know what is going on. Like, used to, whenever you all would talk about celebrities and y'all would go around and say, oh, you know, do you think this woman is pretty? Do you think she's hot? He's just like, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or you would say, you know, who's your celebrity crush? And he's like, oh, well, I don't know. He would have one or so. But he just really wouldn't comment. Not that much, at least. And just, I just noticed an uptick. And I'm just curious. I just want to know what's going on, Rob. Like, what's going on in your life to make you so much more zealous and exuberant, I guess you could say. But anyway, that's what I want to know. Love you guys.
Okay, now is that more coming from your other show, Ace?
Probably so. And on Ace and Friends, Rob is very forthcoming with his thoughts and ideas. So, people.
She's saying you turn into a horn dog, Rob. That's
what it sounds
You're a prevert.
I don't know, man.
When did Rob get so horny?
I don't know when the switch was flipped.
But you admit to it, right?
Yeah,
admit to turning horny.
I guess that's pretty accurate.
Rob got horny. What made Rob so horny?
Oh, that's great. That's great. I loved her vocabulary, though. She was very well spoken.
Exuberant.
Exuberant. Yeah.
So what would you like to do to a well spoken woman? Yeah. Oh, wow. I'll show you the thesaurus. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, girl, use your vocabulary right now. Yeah.
You can't come to the front of the class right now, can you?
Give me a synonym for wax that ass.
So what has happened, Rob? Has something gone on that's caused you to become more exuberant, as she says?
Oh, no, I'm not getting as much sleep as I used to, so maybe I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Brain's not working the same, you know?
Too busy rubbing yourself. Just get any sleep.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
So horny.
Unhand your willy. That's interesting that she noticed that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it until she said it. I was like, I guess so.
Maybe. Who did you have a hot take about a female celebrity recently?
I don't remember. I'm probably.
What did he say, Ace?
There have been a few things. I just can't think of anything in particular.
What did he say?
Just a minute ago, I was talking about Julianne Moore.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rob's way into redheads. We know that.
Yeah. Yeah. But he referred to her as Julianne, I'll give you more.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't there one day that we were talking about a certain porn star that I knew specialized in something, and you guys thought that meant that's why I was interested?
I forgot about that. Yeah. She was into her thing is she's got a huge ass.
Yeah.
And you knew who she was. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was she?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I'll remember the name. Hold on.
Act like you don't remember.
No, I don't right now. But I look, it's not because of lack of viewing. Hang
on. Big ass baby.
Let me hit search history. Give me one second. I know who pull it up.
You want me to say the name?
Yeah.
Angela White.
Angela White. Okay. That's just a common name for a porn star. Yeah. Angela White.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to say something like you said, Betty.
Yeah, no.
Bouncy ass.
It's Becky Simmons. So yeah. You got a big ass.
She's Australian.
Oh, okay.
What he said? Yeah, she's known for a big ass.
She does have.
Yeah. She's known by her big ass.
That is, I mean, that's her.
It's her signature. It's her brand.
Yeah,
it's her brand, and she puts sunglasses on it. Like Eric Church.
That's why I'm into it.
Oh God! Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. Are you that way outside of here, Rob? Have you become more adult in your in vulgar in your comments and all your comedy to your girlfriend or your Star Wars card playing friends and stuff?
I don't think so.
No,
I would expect that group to be like the horniest group ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it was always odd to me that he was, like, kind of shy about saying. I just picture them talking about, like, the filthiest things at that Dungeons & Dragons table that you wouldn't dare say in the company of the other gender. That's how I pictured it, but maybe not.
No, it's not that. It's not that way.
No, they're too serious about the game.
I guess they don't have time to be playing.
Focused and locked in on what's going on with the game.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you going to deal with a dragon when you're also dealing with your own sexuality?
Right.
Yeah.
That big ass can't smother a dragon.
But if it could, I'd be breathing far.
Yeah, she's got big boobs too.
Yeah, that's the reason I know her. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, she's almost. I mean, we're looking. I'm. You know who I pictured when I saw China?
Oh, in the face, like China the wrestler.
Just dark features and big.
And that's what you go for, Rob.
What's that?
That's what you go for.
I'm not into China, but...
No, but I mean, that is more your type. This woman, she's a little bit thicker, but with big boobs and a big ass.
Yeah, that's my thing. Yep. If she had red hair, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. Have you ever asked Meredith about possibly putting some red in her hair?
No. She doesn't do makeup or hair touch-ups or whatever. So yeah. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, she's... You know what, though? A wig ain't permanent.
I was going to say, is there a red wig in a house somewhere, Rob?
There is not.
Happy Halloween.
She recently just dyed her hair for the first time because she was getting grays.
Huh. Did you ever say a thing like, y'all try red?
No, I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
Try red.
Fire engine red. Nantucket red.
So is that the color you like? Is that color red? Like a natural red or more of a burgundy-ish, like a deeper red?
Hey, they're all colored. They're all good to me.
Yeah. Whether it's out of a bottle or from the Lord.
Usually it means that they have maybe some freckles, maybe a lighter skin color, and that's, you know.
You like them a little paler?
I like them pale. That means they don't want to go outside, and neither do I.
That's right.
He wants a vampire. Yeah.
With red hair.
Damn Elvira.
Oh,
in a red wig. So you like that Renaissance festival look then, with the really, really white skin and the like almost powdered looking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And Kabuki theater. You like that?
Oh, boy.
You like that Kabuki theater / Renaissance look?
Yeah. What's that?
Oh, don't let him get around a woman mime. White as their faces are.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't talk.
Oh, my God.
I won't be able to contain myself.
You look like Bozo with tits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a little tramp.
Oh, we have to pay closer attention to this as we move forward over the next few weeks and see if Rob is really being more of a. I make you horny, baby.
Horny.
I'm a put it on display now.
Well, I mean, this lady says you're already putting it on display.
And
it seems like you may have taken Ace's place on that scale.
Yeah. What is it? Is my question. Put it on display.
Oh, you'll find out.
You and Ace have a perv off.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.